It's like a relaxing. It's like a relaxing beat today.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fitting. I don't know why it's fitting. It just feels fitting for me.
Oh, yeah?
I only had one coffee this morning, so. Oh, okay. I can't make any promises. Let me bring it up here. But I promise. I can make some promises. All right. I take that back. I promise today to bring to you the greatest show on the entire internet. And it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Will, because he has gathered. He has gathered only the most important things for us.
Sure.
He has made promises to me. So now I make promises to you because he's made promises to me.
Promises for all. Each and every one.
All right. What do we got? Oh, yes. Okay. So I heard about this. I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to think about it. We have the weirdest launch, sort of launch ever in the history of smartphones.
Yeah, they launched it on Twitter.
We're talking about
literally a day ago.
The new Google Pixel. It was just like, it's like a series of tweets.
It's like, here you go.
Like, yeah, no big deal. Yeah. Google is so strange with that. They always kind of stumble into launching these products. I don't know if it's intentional that in some way it takes the heat off, in some way, or maybe it's their software company origin where they're like, hey, let's get it out there and see what people feel. Let's get some feedback.
Come back in 30 minutes. We'll launch it on Twitter.
Hey, Team Pixel, we have a preview to share. Or, you know, or do they just not care because it's not their entire business?
Or maybe they're just playing with the leaks, you know, since they already came out. It's like, might as well just show it off.
But most companies at this scale don't do that. We have so much experience with Apple that, or even Samsung, you take your pick, to know that they maintain the secrecy up until the very last moment. And even in the presence of leaks and so forth, they never really embraced that level of transparency. I don't mind it, right? I've looked at a lot of smartphones. I've seen a lot of smartphone events. I don't mind them taking a more casual approach to it. Mm-hmm. You and I have seen recently, it was OnePlus with the Nord 2. They realized that we're seeing so many typical launch events that they did something completely off the wall. And maybe this is another version of it, which is just like, hey, here's a phone. We've been working on it. Here's a few tweets. And here's our new chip. Yes, the Google Tensor. Everyone's very curious, because no one really knows the specifications on it. Mm-hmm. All we know about this is it's the first processor designed by Google, custom made for Pixel, mm-hmm. making it their fastest phone ever. But who made it? We don't know who made it. We don't know what process it's made on. We don't know the various attributes of this thing.
So definitely not Qualcomm. Apparently their stock went down as soon as...
Interesting.
The tweets were out.
Sure.
And it wasn't a huge drop, but you can kind of see now it's starting to drop more.
Right.
So it's definitely not Qualcomm.
Well sure, right, because obviously. They're saying it's custom made. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is likely ARM architecture. There still remains a lot of unknowns, but they wanted to show off something. Are they trying to possibly put their name in the hat and say, hey, if you were thinking about getting a new smartphone, you might want to hold off because we got something coming for you. And we'll show you a little bit in order to have you hold off because you don't upgrade your smartphone that frequently. Maybe there's some of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just so damn excited about this new device. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, they do look a little different. If you just scroll back up, the Pro has a slightly larger, what would you call it, forehead? I guess because it's on the back. A slightly larger mullet. I'm just trying to, what would be the forehead equivalent on the backside? Sure. More cameras as well. It looks like one extra camera on the rear. They have a flash in the same location. And they got this really weird layout where you have this horizontal bar that goes across. I don't even know how I feel about it yet. It seems very modern.
Like a visor. Although it's protruded out too.
For sure.
Right.
It's a bump out. but it's symmetrical. So if you lay it on a table, it's going to have a slight incline upward, but not a wobble.
No wobble.
Side to side, which might be nice.
Hopefully it's not too sharp here, the edges.
That's also a large button on the side there.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite long.
Uh-huh.
So would that...
So you think it's power button volume?
No, because... Wait a sec. Normally you don't have that like that. That would be very confusing. I don't know what these two buttons... Did they tell us what this layout means?
No big features.
That's, like, for example, no the details. Fingerprint scanner, is it in display? Did they tell us that?
It is, yes.
It's in display. Okay, yeah. So it's not like there's some kind of fingerprint scanner in the side button. I guess people just like the larger button at this point. Pixel 6 is also built with the most layers of hardware security in any phone. It's 13 total tweets, the announcement here.
Yeah.
Speech recognition is another foundational technology where you will see a huge improvement in Pixel 6. Oh, why? I don't know. Do we have better software, or do we have an improvement in the microphones? Voice commands, translation, captioning, and dictation. Well, Google knows what they're doing with the software. Mm-hmm. Man, when it comes to voice to text, anything, any type of voice input, and of course assistant.
Yes.
It's a next level magical stuff. I don't think they'll use the word magical, but Apple might if it were them. Mm-hmm. The colors, the camera, the form. Yes, many different color combinations with the two-tone thing going on. You can go completely black executive, but then you can also have a stormtrooper look, or you can mix and match various levels of elegance / modernness. What do you think about the design, Will?
I'm excited to check it out. I think it's really cool.
You like the design of it?
Yeah, it's different. And I've always liked Pixel phones.
Which color combo would you be going with yourself?
Oh, yeah, I got to stay with the black.
The black with the gray on top.
Probably
there?
The Pixel 6, though. Because so, this is a...
Okay, so they're kind of that all black, but it is still a two-tone thing, right? Am I crazy here?
It is, yeah.
The top portion looks lighter, even on the black model.
Yeah.
Interesting. So go to the Pro and show me that silver and then the white. Those are very... Oh, that's
so
not white.
So this is like a
that's
peach.
Yellow. Okay. Peach, a silver, and a black. Yeah. And then let's look at the three on the six. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm boring like you. I'm going for that one, too.
You want to go with this one?
Yeah, I'm going with that one, too.
But the Pro?
It depends. I got to look at the feature set. I got to look at the feature set and how big it actually is. But anyway, yeah, I've been a Pixel fan in the past. I've used every single Pixel device. This is the first time they have this Tensor chip that they custom made. So hopefully it's got some fast performance. Hopefully they didn't skimp on battery life, which has been hit and miss on the Pixel series in the past. But you're guessing that there's rumors about this. Oh, yeah, here we go. Look at all these rumors. You just got to go to 9 to 5 Google.
Sure.
Tensor chip, 120 hertz display. Ooh, beautiful. 4x zoom and under display fingerprint. Okay, so we have some specs at least out here.
I believe there's a display size as well. Here we go.
6.4 inch on the smaller, what? The smaller model is 6.4. Ah, it's only 90 hertz and 1080p. I see. So maybe I do have to go for the big one then.
And then the Pro.
6.7. I have to have another huge phone. Well, hertz. I got to have another huge phone.
Yeah.
Tensor Titan M2. Ooh, they got the M's in there as well.
Mm.
Hmm. Oh, they call it gray black, and they claim battery is all day. My favorite term in technology world. Hey, how long's the battery all day?
What does that mean?
Whose day? My day? Yeah. Your day? What day? What happens in that day? Ever since I got really involved in life lately, my screen time has gone way down. Mm. So that's not even impressive. If it's all day for me, that don't mean anything lately. Yeah.
You can have 2 days, 3 days battery.
I got really involved in life lately.
Yeah. I hear about it. So.
Yeah, you hear about it off the air.
Yeah.
You have no choice. I come in here ranting and raving, bantering. Oh, actually, that brings me to today's sponsor. This is one of the ways I get involved with life is by eating food.
Sure.
Because that's a really lively thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And it can be, you know what I had the other day was, I had wings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had some lemon pepper. I had some a dry Cajun. You know, I always get the dry Cajun. Mm-hmm. And I had some smoky barbecue, which I like better than just regular sweet barbecue. If you have a little smoke flavor. But I just made everybody hungry now.
Yeah.
With the wing talk. But
well, they could go to DoorDash.
They can go, you can go to DoorDash and get your own wings.
Sure.
And let me know which flavor you went for, because it's going to be at your door before you know it. You can leave a comment down here. Before you're done watching this show, your wings will have arrived. Mm-hmm. And then you can leave it in the comments what flavor you got. But actually, on DoorDash, you can do more now. You can get your household essentials as well in 30 minutes or less. That's crazy. Dinner, check. Deodorant, check. Morning pick-me-up from Dunkin', check. Everything you need whenever you need it with DoorDash. Even if you want Chinese food and they want pizza, there's something for everyone. You could actually have two orders if you're really crazy like that. But anyway, get those restaurants that you love. Order up those wings. Watch the Olympics. Eat some wings and watch the Olympics. That's what you should do today after you're done watching this, of course.
That's a combo right there.
For a limited time, you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LULATER2021. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code LULATER2021. Don't forget the code LULATER2021. That's how you get your 25% off. All right, get to it. Go get your wings. What's your wing flavor, Will? Did we talk about this before?
I like just regular hot wings.
But
maybe with
wait a second,
scotch bonnet.
Hang on.
What?
There's absolutely no way you're gonna cop out with that. Regular hot wings. You have mild, medium, hot. You have extra suicide. You have all kinds of different.
So I levels like, to it. Scotch bonnet. That kind of sauce is really good. It's not too hot.
What would you call it? It's like a medium.
Yeah.
It's like a medium.
Similar to jalapeno in a way.
Okay.
In terms of spiciness.
You're a medium guy. Medium spice.
But I like the dips more.
Mm.
So I like.
Is it like a dill or?
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Yeah.
And are you dipping every single bite?
No, I like to change it up sometimes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Wow. This is quite a development over here. I'm very glad that we had this conversation.
Yeah.
What about when they give you the celery sticks and the carrot sticks with your thing?
I enjoy it.
It's kind of nice with the fresh
variety. Uh-huh.
Oh, and then the last one for you, since we're on the topic.
Okay.
Of the two varieties of chicken wing, you know how you have the long, slender portion and then you have the drumstick portion?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a controversial subject. Some people like one much more than the other.
I'm not a fan of drumsticks. I'll take the...
the slender?
Is it the wing?
The
slender?
Sure. The wing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the slender.
I'm just glad we got to the bottom of this. If any of you guys end up taking Will to the wings, but now you already know what he wants. Or yeah. if you
prefer it.
You can order Will wings on DoorDash and just send it over and request no drumsticks, medium, lots of blue cheese dip, and plenty of celery and carrot sticks.
What about you?
We're not talking about me today. Apple is now selling standalone Magic Keyboard with Touch ID starting at $149. This is another story that I sort of briefly figured out because I saw a PSA on Twitter. Somebody was stating, don't buy this unless you have an M1 Mac because it won't work. Mm. The Magic Keyboard with Touch ID. I only have one of them sitting around from that the blue iMac, which I have used very infrequently, but it works really well. And
do you like the typing experience?
It's a small keyboard.
Oh, okay.
If you're used to a MacBook, then it's kind of in the same realm. The direction keys have driven me nuts since they've existed with the larger left right and then the smaller up down.
Mm.
But I don't know. I'm nitpicking. They obviously want to have a simple,
look how
slim.
Nice it is.
I know what they want to do here, Will. Yeah. And if you have one any kind of crazy setup like I do, then they also are very lightweight and they don't take up too much space. If you want to have like a trackpad and a big mouse, like I have a Logitech mouse. And so the point of them is obviously to be very slender. mm-hmm. in every direction. And then Touch ID is obviously great. Touch ID, you're unlocking your computer very quickly. But you need to have an M1 Mac. So I think there's a lot of people that would have thought, oh, this is going to be great for my old Mac. Now I can unlock it with my fingerprint. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about the M1 Macs that exist, the laptops have their own Touch ID already there. Mm-hmm. And the iMac ships with that keyboard. So who wants this keyboard? Right? Who's buying this keyboard? I guess it's a person who has... Here, let me break it down for you. It's a person who has an M1 Mac, but they like to use it in a more dock sort of position.
Sure.
Maybe on a stand or something along these lines. That person can now still use Touch ID mm-hmm. on their desk with the laptop being slightly further away. That's who it's for, Will.
Okay.
We just determined it.
Yeah.
Get a nice little braided cable there as well. $150 is $150, though.
Still lightning.
Still lightning, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have it sitting over there. $150 is still $150, though. I just feel the need to reiterate that.
Yeah, and with the numeric pad, it's $180.
$180 is $180, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Will, but as far as keyboards go, it's a few bucks.
Yeah. Well,
or okay. Do you just add it to cart and you don't even care, guy like you?
I'll buy know. 10.
Okay, so yeah. I'm sorry I misread the situation there.
Did you hear about this?
Steve Jobs personal bomber jacket. Wow, you go deep on the Steve Jobs
the
auction news.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun.
We're never going to miss any auction news.
Check out this picture, though.
Oh. I mean, it could be
like half blinking.
You know what's weird is...
What?
Wait a second. Is that picture a part of the thing? Or is just the only picture they had of him in that bomber jacket?
Yeah, unfortunately, with his eyes half closed.
He's not happy about that.
But you get to buy the jacket there, the bomber.
Okay.
He's holding.
How much?
You can kind of see all of the things that it's up for auction.
Oh, cool.
What so a lot of autographed things, some apparel as well that he's worn.
Hmm.
Is there anyone that piques your interest here?
Well, I'll
there's some old tech, obviously.
I'm assuming the bomber jacket is the highest estimate of the bunch. I want the bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not the highest. Oh, see, you have it sorted by bid, but they're all low right now because they're all starting at low numbers with a higher estimate. The Steve Jobs typed letter signed, estimated to go for 10,000 plus. So that's cool.
Yeah,
50 grand for the Macworld cover signed.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. You got the Steve Jobs autograph and the Steve Wozniak. No, you know what I want, Will, is the Magnavox satellite phone.
This one?
Model MX2020P. That's right.
That's a good one.
I'm joking, of course. Where's the bomber jacket? What do I got to pay for it?
So there's this one here.
Oh, baby. That's the one I'm
taking.
That's
25 grand.
The estimated.
That looks cool. And he wore it. He wore it.
Steve Jobs personally owned and worn leather bomber jacket. Minimum bid $2,500, and the estimate is $25,000.
Yes. Look at this one, the Apple One computer.
$450,000 expected to go for.
Yeah.
I guess it's cool, but I don't know. I think I might still take the bomber instead.
You would. Oh, the bomber's not here for some reason.
What do you mean? You just had it.
Oh, the other bomber. Where he was...
it's a double bomber?
Maybe it says here.
Uh-oh. Willie, do you let me astray here? What?
To fetch over $600.
No,
which I
no,
feel
no,
like
no,
it's
no,
not...
No, no,
it's
no,
worth
no.
way more
no,
than
no,
that.
No, no, no. I'll give you $600 for that right now.
Yeah.
That's not going to go.
You could be Steve Jobs.
No, but I don't even need this bomber. Like, I want the other bomber.
Oh.
The leather one that was, that's what I need right there.
That's a nice look.
Yeah, throw a bid on that for me, Will.
All right.
Just use your credit card.
All right. $25,000. Buy it right now. Is there a buy it right now?
Worn in the iconic 1983 middle finger to IBM photo. Whoa. Sheesh. Can you find that photo? Oh, it's probably maybe it's down there. I just feel like we need to see this photo real quick.
Wilkes Bashford.
That's the maker of the jacket. He gave the middle finger to IBM in a photo wearing this bomber jacket in 1983, 2 years before I was born. Wow. Stop it. That's an iconic jacket now.
That's cool.
Look at that jacket. I'm just raising the price right now. I'm like, yeah, I'll bid $2,500. And everybody's like, yeah, that's the best jacket. I'll give $100,000 for it right now.
Middle finger. Yeah. That's cool.
It's a great story. You can have it in like a glass case and then anybody asks and you're like, well, that's the jacket from that photo. Cool. Google offers Stadia controller Chromecast in $100 bundle. Man, you show me this controller. I got a picture last night sent to me from my house. I wasn't home. And my dog had taken a PlayStation 5 controller and completely chewed off both of the thumbsticks. And I was wondering about you. It made me think of you because you've had Otis obviously chews everything or he has in the past. And I was wondering about your emotional status when things like that happen.
Like my personal stuff or stuff that he's not supposed to chew.
No, right? I'm just saying like if this is you, you're Will.
Yeah.
You are Will Do. And you come home.
Yeah.
Right. And Otis was in there by himself for a little while. And you see the PlayStation 5 controller and both thumbsticks are chewed off.
Okay.
What is your emotional state?
Well, yeah, I got to be truthful and say definitely irate.
Because in that moment, I just pictured you for some reason because I felt like you probably had a similar experience recently. And maybe because they're both similar dogs, I was just like,
yeah,
it's kind of
power
hard.
Chewers.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's also hard to, and I don't know. I just,
but there's nothing you can do at that point. You just be mad and it's like, it's over. It's like, what can you do?
Oh man, I'll show
it. But it sucks.
I'll show you the photo later.
It would suck.
I'll show you the photo later. But you just, it is the feeling of why? Why that?
Yeah.
You could chew anything. Like, why did it have to be that? I don't even know where it was left or how she got it and why the thumbsticks were so interesting, but probably the rubber or whatever it happens to be on there. And I was gone all day, so I'm sure she was bored. But man, what a feeling. And I'm sure other people can relate to it. It's such a weird feeling of not knowing how to react. Anyway, this story is about Stadia, the Stadia controller. And they continue to try to make it attractive to people by bundling it together. The Play and Watch bundle will give you the Stadia controller, a Chromecast with Google TV for $100. It'll save you $20 compared to buying the gamepad and the dongle separately. So they're going to take the crowd that's already thinking about getting a Chromecast and be like, why don't you just get the controller just in case? We'll give you some savings on that. And maybe you end up becoming a Stadia subscriber in the long term and playing some of these games. My last experience goofing around with Stadia was with Cyberpunk, and it works well.
Yeah, it did.
So I was cool with it. That's about as much as I can say on it because I haven't been gaming all that much, but that's, I can definitely give you that much. YouTube Premium Lite subscription is offering ad-free viewing for less. This is being piloted in Europe. Premium Lite. Well, I'm a premium member. You're a premium member here, but a full premium, not Premium Lite, obviously. This looks like, I guess it's going to be a little bit less money, $6.99. And it's going to give you ad-free viewing, but probably without music?
No music and no background play.
Well, that's weird. Give them the background play at least.
No.
Jeez. Okay.
And offline downloads, I guess.
A new offering gives users even more choice. Premium Lite, $6.99, or the local equivalent, and includes ad-free videos on YouTube. In comparison, the existing premium plan in that market is $12. Premium Lite includes ad-free viewing across YouTube's main app on the web, iOS, Android, smart TVs, and game consoles, as well as in the YouTube Kids app. However, it doesn't include any YouTube music benefits like ad-free listening, and it doesn't include background playback for when you want to switch to another app while continuing to listen to audio from YouTube video or offline downloads. All right, so I just want to give people a recap on this. If you get YouTube Premium, which I encourage people to do because obviously I'm a I use it myself and love it. Nobody, you know, it, first of all, if you need to have a music subscription, you want to have a music subscription, I'm talking about the full premium. Imagine you would pay the same as some other music service, but then also get ad-free YouTube and background play and whatever other advantages exist. Plus, myself, the person posting a video, we get a percentage of your premium subscription when you have it. Yeah. So it's beneficial to me as well. So if you go sign up for premium, you are actually contributing to this show right here without watching the ad. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big proponent of it. I hope it doesn't become $1 billion, but right now it's a pretty good value. And you get it for even less because you're spread it out with all the family and stuff.
For sure. I'm curious to see how this goes. Because people just don't want to watch ads. So if they give you a subscription that's just ad-free without any of the other features, it's another option.
But how do you weigh it? Like, as far as when you think about your... whatever per month. I'm sorry. I don't know what it costs. Is it?
I don't know either. I pay with a family plan.
So per person, it's something like,
I think it's like
$8,
maybe less.
Okay. So you have even less with,
I think so
with the family plan, but like what portion of it is, would you say is relative to the music service versus the ad free portion? Like which is more important to you?
Ad free.
Ad-free.
But music is up there too, because when I'm driving, it's just put on some music.
And you would have otherwise had Spotify or something else.
Yeah, or a podcast or something.
Yeah, so. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
What do we have here? Rivian's electric SUV climbs an insane 45-degree slope like it's nothing.
Yeah.
They're out here showing off. They're in Moab. That's a cool color as well on that Rivian. It like blends in.
Yeah.
With the rock.
It's like a metallic Mars color.
It's so cool. Wow, look at the approach angle here. Holy cow. Well, that was the hard part, making the angle. And then once it's got the traction, no problem. Oh, look at this. Four-wheel drive. Ooh, those noises are a little terrifying. Steep climb. I mean, they're showing it to you, Will. They're saying, hey, we're the real deal. This is a... We got four wheels driving here.
Uh-huh.
This ain't no... street only vehicle. Now just give us $100,000 minimum, please. Yeah. And thank you.
I mean, there's no situation where I would ever go in this environment.
Are you sure?
Well, it's 45 degrees.
Maybe you're out there camping or.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, sure. Yeah. I'll probably go here, but
nice.
In terms of this kind of steep climb, I don't know.
Our Rivian R1S is climbing a 100% grade or 45-degree slope at Moab. Stock vehicle, zero modification. Very impressive work by the team. You got a couple of views here on Twitter. Okay, they say it starts at 70,000. You and I both know the one that Willie Doo gets is 100 grand minimum.
Yeah.
It's expected to have 300 miles of range on a single charge. Though the range is pending EPA review. I mean, it looks like a real deal SUV to me. I'm very excited for it. I like the look of it. I don't know how it's all going to map out as far as these electric SUV wars are concerned, but the Rivian is starting to look like a complete product.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
Sony stops McDonald's from giving away PS5 controls. Ooh,
did you hear about this?
Legal stuff. No, I did not. Break it down for me.
So in Australia, there's like the 50th anniversary of McDonald's, Australia decided to create McDonald's-inspired PS5
that
controllers.
That looks so cool.
And decide to give them away. And McDonald's didn't like that.
No.
Didn't like that. McDonald's didn't even say anything.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we're just going to reskin these controllers.
Right.
And they unfortunately stopped this giveaway.
Celebration of the company's 50th birthday in Australia. Weirdly, the international dining behemoth forgot to ask Sony about this. No. I mean, if it's just a skin or a sticker, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. I think, yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah, I would think, like, what is the negative aspect? You're promoting the PlayStation. I guess... That's a I hard guess, one for me. I guess
they should have asked.
Maybe it's just the fact that normally you would have some degree of communication over this. As soon as Sony caught wind of the giveaway, they stepped in and blocked it, with McDonald's having to quickly send out a follow-up announcement. Is that below the follow-up mm-hmm. announcement?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, McDonald's Stream Week has been postponed and won't be going ahead this Sunday. We are unable to confirm a new date for the proposed event at this time. We will have some great prizing, including Macca's 50th birthday hoodies and 50 channel subscriptions for each streamer to give away. We will be in contact with the new timing as soon as we have confirmed it. Sony PlayStation has not authorized the use of its controller and promotional materials related to the proposed Stream Week event, and we apologize for any inconvenience caused. McDonald's Stream Week has been postponed, and yeah, yada, yada, yada. What can I say? I know it's never really a good look to go and flex your muscles and shut it down. I presume McDonald's never had the rights, and they're a huge company themselves, and so Sony wanted to get to the bottom of it, but I like fun things, and I like fun companies, and I like fries and Big Macs on PlayStation controllers, and I actually need a PlayStation controller.
Yeah, we need a new one.
Because, unfortunately, my dog thought that the controller itself was the Big Mac.
Yeah. They should send us a couple of these.
Oh, man, your reaction when I asked you how you would feel, that was so raw and real, and I know you've been there before.
Yeah.
I know you've been there.
We've all been there.
If you have a dog, you've been there, man. You've been there. It's okay.